Hello. Thanks for the introduction. Hello, everyone. Today I will talk about our work, the order merge dedupe, which is an efficient, failure-consistent deduplication on Flash. I'm John Chen, and this is a collaborative work with my advisor, Professor Kai Shen, from University of Rochester. As a brief background, IO deduplication can help eliminate IO writes with redundant content. So it's well known for the benefit of reducing the storage space usage. More recently, another benefit has been highlighted, that to reduce the writes, which can help, for example, reduce the flash wear and improve the performance. IO deduplication has been widely deployed in data center and also for some personal computation environment. Our work also identified another interesting scenario of data-driven sensing with the camera and the computer vision applications. All these cases are more and more benefiting from the flash storage, and therefore IO deduplication can be useful for all of them. However, IO deduplication is not free. One particular cost comes from the metadata maintenance. Our work focuses on the block layer deduplication. The figure below shows a simple example with two identical writes led to different logical blocks, and which are further mapped to one single physical block. To support this IO deduplication feature, typically there are three kinds of metadata need to be maintained: the logical to physical block mapping, the physical block fingerprint, which is to facilitate the content matching, and also the physical block reference count, which indicates the number of the mapped logical blocks. Because of the introduction of the metadata, IO deduplication need to maintain the failure consistency for the data and the metadata in order to keep the system consistent despite of the failure. Failure consistency is important, and the previous work also studied this issue. Some of them rely on some special hardware support, for example, the non-volatile memory or supercapacitor. Some others build a series of checking and the repair tools that can help to check the whole system after the failure, and it typically can take hours to bring a large-scale storage system. Another category of solution falls into the redo logging, in which like every transaction I/O are first logged before applied to the storage. A system failure with a partial write can be recovered by redoing all those logged operations, and apparently this will introduce some require some additional I/O for the logging writes. Another solution is for the shadowing, in which the write to the existing data and the metadata are handled in a copy-on-write fashion. All those temporary shadowing are finally committed with a single write to the very top index block. Similarly, shadowing also requires some additional I/O for all the index block writes. And therefore, one particular challenge exists here. Metadata and the failure consistency can introduce some additional I/O cost. However, such costs shouldn't significantly diminish the deduplication I/O saving. Otherwise, we just save nothing, or even worse. We address this challenge by looking into another different solution with the soft update style I/O ordering. We rely on I/O ordering for the failure consistency. Specifically, we define an order for all the data and the metadata writes. All those ordered writes are committed one by one. With the correct ordering, a system can always be consistent despite all failure. And meanwhile, a failure can only leave some garbages, which can be reclaimed later asynchronously. The figure below shows an example with the new write operation with the duplicate content. Such operation typically involves two updates of the metadata, and we order them in this order such that we first increase the physical block's reference count, and after that, we map the logical block to the physical blocks. So a system failure in the middle may lose the information of the mapping, which produces a higher than actual reference. However, this only leaves some garbages. There's no consistency issue here. If we try to reverse this order, then instead will produce the lower than actual reference, which can cause some damages of the premature block deletion. The I/O ordering could also be efficient. First of all, inherently, there's no consistency induced additional I/O because all we need to do is the ordering. And moreover, it also allows us to merge the metadata writes that reside on the same metadata block, as long as there's no ordering constraint. The figure below shows an example of two sets of the new writes with the duplicate content. With the placement shown in the figure, each metadata block contains multiple of the updates. Apparently, there's only one direction of the order between these two metadata. Therefore, within each metadata block, all the updates can be merged into one single I/O. Therefore, it can improve the efficiency. However, I/O ordering sometimes can be complex and lead to some cyclic dependencies. This case will prevent the metadata I/O merging, as we mentioned before, and also complicate the implementation. The figure below shows another example. Suppose we have an override operation with duplicate content, which typically consists of three updates. We first increase the reference count, then we update the logical to physical block mapping, and after that, we decrease the old physical block's reference count. With the placement shown in the figure, there's two directions of the ordering and the dependence between two metadata blocks. Therefore, this already forms a cyclic dependencies. And if with more operation coming, the situation can be more complex. And in fact, this will end up with almost sequential update with four separate metadata blocks. And it could be very expensive. In fact, previous work also shows that cyclic dependencies sometimes can make soft updates very costly for file system. We try to resolve this issue. The potential comes from that an I/O deduplication system has relatively simple semantics compared to file system. Based on that, we carefully design all the deduplication I/O paths, try to avoid this potential issue. We further delay the non-critical metadata I/O that the client computation design signal does not depend on. The figure below shows the same example we showed in the last slide. With these complicated cyclic dependencies. However, for the override operation, after we update the logical to physical block mapping, we are ready to complete. Because at this moment, all the information about this write operation has been saved to the storage. And the last update of the reference count decrement can be aggressively delayed to the later stage. It doesn't cause any inconsistent issue. A failure at this point will only produce some garbages with higher than actual reference count, as we mentioned before. And after that, you can see there's only one direction of the ordering and the dependencies between these two metadata blocks. Therefore, all the updates within each metadata block can be merged into one single I/O. The figure here shows a complete design of the ordering and all the write conditions. I will not go through all of them due to the time. You can refer to our paper for more information if interested. As we have seen before, one important aspect of the I/O efficiency came from the I/O merging. And in fact, more chances of such merging can be further explored. In particular, we propose an anticipatory I/O delay and merging, in which sometimes we delay a metadata write in anticipation for some near future merging opportunities. A limited delay duration will be effective and has very slight performance impact. I will show all more details in the evaluation. In a quick summary, our approach involves two aspects, the I/O ordering and I/O merging. Therefore, we name our approach the order merge dedupe. For evaluation purpose, we have implemented our approach as the custom device mapper target of Linux. We evaluate our approach under a wide range of workloads. Specifically, we construct a mobile system workload under an Atom-based tablet, which includes the Ubuntu package update and installation, the BBench web browsing, and also an OpenCV-based vehicle counting application that is for the intelligent traffic sensing. We also construct the server-based workload with a server machine that includes Hadoop and Yahoo Cloud Serving Benchmark and MongoDB. The figure here shows the evaluation result. The baseline, we use the original Linux as the baseline that has no deduplication support. We also compare with an open source deprecation system that uses shadowing for the failure consistency. We compare them with our approach with the failure consistent ordering and anticipatory I/O delay and merging. The blue line in the figure shows the ideal case of the deduplication ratio that can only be achieved without any metadata writes. From the collective workload, which exhibited 23 to 73 write duplication, we can save 18 to 63% I/O writes. That is very close to the ideal case. And for all the cases, we are better than the shadowing-based approach. And for some cases, like the B-bench, our benefit is large. The previous evaluation assumed that allows the write to be returned early from the deduplication layer, while the corresponding data and the metadata can be delayed to the next flush or within 1 second upper bound of the buffering. This is the same setup adopted by other existing device mapper targets in Linux. However, if data durability is important, critical, and we can also support a strong persistent model in which a write will return from the deduplication layer only after all the corresponding data and the metadata has been committed to the storage. And under this situation, the shadowing-based approach can involve a large amount of overhead, but we can still save like 15 to 51% I/O writes, which is still close to the ideal case. And our anticipatory I/O delay and merging is particularly effective under this strong persistent model. As a conclusion, we propose the order merge dedupe, which is an efficient, fairly consistent I/O deduplication on flash. Specifically, we devise a soft update style data and metadata write ordering for failure consistency. In particular, we resolve all possible cyclic dependencies with carefully designed I/O ordering and by delaying some non-critical metadata writes. We further propose the anticipatory I/O delay and merging to further improve the I/O efficiency. And overall, we can save 18 to 63% I/O writes on a workload with 23 to 73 write duplication. Our anticipatory I/O delay and merging is particularly effective under the strong persistent model. Here concludes my talk. Thank you very much.
So the default anticipatory delay is 1 millisecond, and the result shows that for some workload, it can further reduce the amount of flash writes to the flash. And I wonder if that value is optimal or you require the user to actually tune the optimal value.
We didn't try many options for the delay, and the 1 millisecond is picked because it's in the same magnitude of the write latency of our flash device. And it's already given a very good result. And if we delay it later, it may cause some latency issue for the application. But the 1 millisecond works good for our setup.
In some of your work, you used mobile systems to evaluate the deduplication improvement. And can you say anything about the energy impact?
We actually have the energy evaluation in our paper. So it mostly depends on the performance, the latency of the shows for the application. And for all the cases, the latency is low from below 5%. Only for one particular application, the package installation, it could be like around 10 to 15% overhead. And energy is also proportional to that case.
Thank you.